Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Poodle just looked at me and told me I didn't drink too much water. And he said if I pinch the top of my hand and if it stays up, that means I'm dehydrated.
I said you don't drink enough water.
And I said, where did you hear that from?
And I don't know.
Let us know. Is that a wives' tale or is that a doctor recommended?
I just heard that somewhere. I don't know where I heard it.
Isn't it amazing the shit we hear and we think it's fact?
I don't know. I think I saw it. Maybe. I don't know.
Is there anything you can remember as growing up you always heard and now you're like, that's total bullshit? I'm trying to think of something.
That you had to get married to a woman?
Same. Y'all, welcome to Pig Royalty.
Y'all, it is our final episode. The time has come.
The time has come.
To say goodbye. To Pig Royalty for a while.
By the judging by the end of this episode, hopefully for only a while. If this show doesn't come back, what are you going to do?
I'll go and burn down Discovery Plus.
The opinions and things said in this podcast do not reflect Reality Gaze LLC. And please don't get us sued by Discovery Plus again.
Again. Y'all can suck our dick if you don't renew this show. Honestly, best show of 2021.
Agree.
Hands down for me.
I agree.
Because this is why it's the best, you guys. You take an unfamiliar topic, number one, and you make people familiar with it by giving them things they're already familiar with. Like, we understand competition. Yes. We understand feuding families.
Yes.
We understand family dynamic problems.
Yes.
And you do something, and you have you give us something like pig shows and stock shows, and we go, what the fuck is that? Do people do that? And then we become obsessed with it.
We all know a Michelle Bolero.
Oh, yeah. 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 That was like a woman in my, who went to church with us.
Oh, really?
She reminds me of Michelle Bolero.
Oh,
yep. She actually was directing the play Tilly that I provided music to. That was about a woman who had given up a child, who had aborted a baby.
I remember that because people did it as a dramatic interpretation in competitive speech.
And I was invited to provide some music for it. And
because people were like, people aren't just going to like a play.
We need some background piano music to really know her state when she's aborted her baby. And supposedly Tilly came back. It's like, Mommy, remember me, yeah. Mommy? Yeah. Tilly. Who would name a child Tilly?
It's got political undertones, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely anti-abortion.
It is very extremely anti-abortion.
Because she went through this whole thing about, I shouldn't have aborted my baby, blah, 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 blah.
Rachel Morris did that for a dramatic interpretation for speech. She went all the way to regionals.
You saw Tilly in a church basement somewhere.
She went to regionals. It was popular. Made all of us cry.
But I remember playing, saying, so maybe I should play this really high in the upper octave when I play There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood to make people really reflect.
Were people just sobbing?
I think people were crying. Y'all, wow. church groups really get into drama.
And you did this in your church?
Yes.
And did they realize it was actually making you gayer?
No.
By playing the music for
surprisingly,
this
Surprisingly, no.
So the woman who directed was a monster?
Yes, absolute monster. That's why she reminds me of Michelle Bolero.
Deandra
Carlisle. We're doing this for the kids.
Deandra Carlisle, that's who I think of.
Wow, that's a very Texas name. Isn't one of the Real Housewives of Dallas named Deandra? I think it is.
Yeah, yes.
Who cares?
If you meet a woman named Deandra and
watch out.
And she's a big white woman, she's going to be a bitch.
I think Deandras can be nice sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, maybe one of them.
Maybe one of them. Anyway,
come
where
at
are
us
we?
Nice Deandras.
Come at us nice Deandras. It was with the apostrophe.
Oh,
D.
Even more
with
so.
With a capital A, Andrea Carlisle.
Her
son, who was not talented, did not get starting on the football team for the Lone Grove Longhorns. She was pissed.
Sounds
raised
classic
fuckus.
Deandra.
Started screaming in the middle of the stands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Didn't stop my mother from doing it, though.
Yeah.
So, anyway, y'all, let's talk about a little. This is the end of, this is the season finale. Hopefully not the series finale. If so, you got some splaining to do, Discovery Plus.
Again, the way this finale starts, it was so dramatic, the way it's just, y'all, this is, as producer nerds, TV nerds who watch a lot of this stuff, the fact that they kind of,
it's exactly how you should do it.
The way they kind of buttoned the beginning of the end of this episode was similar to the way they began the episode.
Should we say any announcements? Y'all, our interviews with Jody, Cammy, and Keely Reen,
yes,
are on our free feed.
They've been very, very popular. They have gone where records go platinum. These podcasts have gone
aubergine.
hundreds of views. We're up in the high 80s now, and it's the most we've had.
That's how you know you've made it. No, actually, they've been very popular, and they've actually reached out to us saying we've gotten a lot of great feedback.
Yes.
So don't think the Boleros have.
No. Again,
the Boleros were in a Facebook group, I've heard, and they were trying to shut down the other group, the other Facebook group.
Well, and apparently, too, they're saying that they've done interviews. They haven't posted them yet, but they were posting like...
With who?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Lone Grove Ledger?
you know what? Linda would interview them, probably. But anyway.
No, that's the Lone Grove paper, and I did not make that up, but I could have said the Lone Grove Ledger.
Now they also do printing, if you need it. It's like a Kinko's. You can go in while they're writing the stories and make some copies.
So if you need to, like, make yard sale
postings...
You can do that with Linda in between writing obituaries. She can make copies for you.
It's there, y'all. I love them. Love them.
Or printing photos of the student of the month.
Important. Important.
Important.
Important. So, anyway, I don't know who she's done interviews, but she's like, she said on the thing,
we will be posting interviews when they are available.
When they're available. So, like, come on.
Yeah. All of her.
Who interviewed you? Piers Morgan? Come on.
He'd do a great job. All of her Facebook quotes sound like they're being screamed at you by a Karen.
We'll have interviews when they are available.
There's no punctuation. It's just Karen screaming.
It's just, yes.
Some people have said that we have not been talking to the media. That is not true. Interviews will be available.
I mean,
no punctuation.
I will say, y'all, I asked Discovery Plus. I said, if they're down for it, we'll do it.
We were told they're not doing that many interviews.
They're not doing many interviews right now. Anyway.
We especially wanted Mackenzie and Michaela. We got nothing.
But we will say,
the Reens are lovely. We saw Josh stopped in at the end. He didn't really, on camera, he didn't really say anything, but they were lovely.
They gave really high praise to McCall. They love McCall. Who is the oldest?
Yep.
And also, I just want to mention, shout out to Katie at Discovery, who
kind
really
of facilitated.
Helped, facilitated all those. We tease. We do love Discovery, especially now that they're not suing us. But
yeah, I'll still burn them down. I'll still burn them down if they don't do another pig royalty.
I would too, actually. But Katie really helped a lot at Discovery, so shout out to her. We appreciate her. But anyway, so yes, the beginning, I think that's all that we have. Our final Single Life episode.
Final Single Life
is going to go up this week.
Going up soon.
It just dropped.
Is it official that it's the final episode?
Yes, because, oh, you haven't seen on Instagram?
No.
The post of Mother Debbie going at fucking Ed in the middle of the tell-all. Yes. The tell-all looks good.
That's interesting. I bet she... What is she going at him about? Like,
you have to watch.
I hate you. Can you not give me a little bit? Is Mother Debbie going to be... she in the camp that I am with Ed right now?
I think so.
Because I will say I've had people... a couple of people DM me saying... not necessarily thank you, but I agree with you 100% with Ed.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Predator.
It's not that we have to kind of like continue to say it, and but we need to call it out when some people will say, because Ed looks the way he does, he's harmless. And I'm so sick of hearing that harmless argument.
Yeah. But yeah, next week is the tell all.
Yeah.
And Sean right. Rapp, Sean Robinson looked gobsmacked.
Oh, good.
So anyway, y'all are... So our...
The Single Life has been good, and I'm annoyed.
It has been good. And so the final episode's going up. So that podcast will be dropping this week as well.
Will Colt and Vanessa get engaged?
Well, I saw an Instagram post, and I know. So...
What? Why are you just like...
I don't mean to. It's posted. It's, you know, the episode's out. You know, I'm so sorry that you put your head in the sand.
You know, but... I like how you're kind of, you like throw a breadcrumb, but you also slap me in the face.
You had sex last night and you got up late and haven't seen anything. Because you usually know. And if you're a catty sex poodle logs off the internet, she's got to like.
That is how you know. When I don't know anything about what's going on and I kind of look like I've been like etherized for a couple hours.
It's because you took off the night off because you had to eat, take your fiber pills, get everything cleaned out. You had to do your meditation, your Tibetan bowl. You had to take your shower.
Stretching out.
Put you on your milk of love lotion or whatever. Get it ready. And then you got pounded like a flank steak. You woke up late this morning and now you're just getting into life.
And now I had my training session.
Yes. Good for you.
It has been a kind of a, although I was doing lots of Mother's Day cameos today.
Oh, yeah. It's Mother's Day. Y'all, how many Civil Wars for mother letters?
Only about two or three.
Oh, y'all are missing out.
Well, the hard thing is to explain why a Confederate, not really Confederate, Civil War woman is talking about Mother's Day when it wasn't invented.
Fair.
I can usually explain that away.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we should move on. So let's jump into... So anyway, check those two things out. We appreciate y'all. And yep, that's it.
So we open up on the Reens are painting their... I guess it's another barn or
top
a storage
barn,
unit.
Yeah.
Texas flag. The Reens and Texas go hand in hand. Kindness, hard work, don't mess with Texas. Michelle Bolero. Cheetah print is who the Boleros are. Blingy. We're dangerous.
Yeah.
We're in your wild. Face. We're in your face.
Wild women do, and they don't regret it.
So we're setting up this kind of dialectic.
Yeah.
And that's what this show does so well.
So well. And so they're going back and forth. And Jody says, and so and they just and Jody says, you know, we're about family and friends. And Michelle cuts to her. She's like, we're about winning.
We're about winning.
And legacy. It goes back and forth. And finally, it ends with Jody saying, but you know what they say? Don't mess with Texas.
Ugh.
Oh, it's so
I
good.
I love Jody Rein so much.
I do. Our listeners, especially after that interview, are obsessed with her.
They say she's a queen.
They call her a queen.
She is a queen.
She is a queen.
And the girls, too.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Girls are great.
They're great. I love them. The Reens are throwing a party for Manu. It's his birthday party. And
I love this surprise birthday. They got him mariachi. They've got Tex-Mex.
Yeah, they're doing it Tex-Mex.
Give him a cowboy hat and his own pig whip.
His own pig whip. Poodle wants a pig whip, but I won't let him have one because he'll try to whip me.
He'll hit you in the face with it. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
If so,
mark my words, there will be two things that happen. I will whip you when you crawling on your hands and knees. Mm-hmm. I will also ride atop you on a saddle.
You know what? I will, if you...
Like Lady Chatterley's lover.
What would you have to do for me to do that? I'm going to think on this.
Okay. Definitely the pig whipping. We're doing that at a live show. Get ready.
I'll do it if you... A part of me says personal, if you get a personal assistant, but you're already talking about
I'm
doing
already going to do that.
So I'm going to think on this. If there's something I really want you to do...
We'll negotiate.
We'll negotiate.
We'll negotiate. That's one thing Father Poodle taught me. Always negotiate.
Always negotiate.
Friend, always. Friend. You can get anything you want if you negotiate.
So, and then they give him the hat, and then Cannon.
Oh, this is so sweet.
He gives Manu, he said, here's the first belt buckle I ever won, because you can have this until you're going to get your own belt buckle to take back to Spain. Jody's crying. She's going to miss this kid.
I would just love to, when Manu starts wearing the belt buckle, and the other Spanish people are like, ¿Cómo se dice?
¿Cómo se dice?
What is that? ¿Qué es que? What is?
¿Cómo se dice? Hello, Tays.
Or what is that in Spanish? This is the one language that I can... ¿Qué es que se is in French?
I don't know. I don't know. You would think people would have are learned screaming. More Spanish with as many Latin guys that you've dated.
Who knows? I know.
Because how many French guys have you dated?
I don't... Well, there's not a lot of talking going on.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I really dated a lot of Latin guys.
That got sad. All right.
More dates. More dates that were like one evening.
You spoke the language that everyone speaks.
Yeah. Carnal.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't use the word carnal again in our podcast. That that made the acid
in
reflux pop up.
Flagrante delicto.
Reflux just went back up.
Carnality.
So they have the birthday party. Then they kind of go, again, it's this back and forth of the Boleros are having a party with everybody and their team, and the Reens are having a party as well.
Yeah, and the Reens are having their own pig competition. We'll talk about them first.
Yes.
And because they didn't have the one, and they're competing against each other.
They have all these buckles they got to give
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's true. So they're giving away buckles to their team. I like they're saying, be aggressive. And Manu does win.
Yeah, they basically.
And Mason wins, who's a disaster.
Y'all.
That's Mandy and Kristen's son.
And I know Mandy and Kristen. Y'all, we love them too. They've reached
but
out.
They admit, you know, Mason's a disaster.
They
he
offered
is
us
cute.
Tacos to come over and watch tacos at their house.
I think that was a lesbian joke.
And I didn't know that. You had explained it to me.
Like most of life. I wound up explaining a lot to
anyway,
you.
Anyway, we will. I just do want to say for the people, when the show comes back next year, we're going to interview anybody and everybody, so get the fuck ready. But yes, Mason, bless his heart.
I know, he tries.
I mean, and you know what? I can't make fun of Mason.
He's trying.
Because that would be us. Actually, I think you would be good at pig showing.
I think I would have a natural talent for it. I see myself in canon.
You have to hunch over and kind of look
at
people dead in the
eye. Yeah.
That's what you do at gay clubs. And you basically look at them and be like, come here.
Like
come
Igor.
Here. Come here, little twink. Daddy's got a dollar.
And we're both trying to find the hole.
you are.
You know.
You know what? That's the first time we've made that joke on this podcast. Which is kind of shocking.
I can't believe. That is no, shocking. We've had to have said find the hole.
I think that's our first find the hole joke.
Drive it. Drive it. Drive it.
The Reeds need to make a shirt that says find the hole.
Find the hole. Hashtag find the hole.
It's just a picture of Poodle's face.
Just going, oh. Anyway. So
yeah, they're giving away belt buckles.
Everyone gets a buckle.
Everyone gets a buckle. You get a buckle. Meanwhile, the Boleros are having their own party, but what we have
it's
this
more of a pump up before the
big show. We have this moment with Nugget, and he's sitting out there in the grass, and then his mama Teresa comes over, and she's like, "Hey, Nugget.
Hey, Nugget.
What's going on?" And he says. He's like, you know,
I don't want to show pigs anymore. I just want to have fun. I don't like all the drama.
And she's like,
he's having this kind of dark night of the soul over there in the dark and looking up at the stars. I love Nugget's dreaminess.
I know. And mom says, cheer up. Don't worry about this drama. And Nugget says, you know, I just want to make my mom proud and show her I'm the best. And she says, you're already the best. It was kind of like when Simba talked to his father in the grass, but this was instead of Africa and a very dramatic thing because the father's going to die, it was about pigs.
Every pig you see, we have to clean up its shit. Simba, that smell you smell is pig shit. It's money. Everything the light touches, we have to do it because we're basically Michelle's slaves.
Yes, that's kind of
now,
what it is.
Simba, go clean up the shit.
So
we ruin everything.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
So basically, Michelle is saying things like, when we show up, I want everyone to be scared.
Scared.
And y'all, Michaela, she's overcome with emotion. So she decides to make a speech that just talks about how she's feeling right now, and she very, very awkwardly reads it off her phone.
Because that is apparently the Bolero way.
Yes.
Speak from the heart? Why would you do that?
Public speaking is not a strength for this family.
Mrs. Kurtz should have worked with them.
So
Mrs. Kurtz was my speech teacher,
y'all. It kind of went something like this. I am so happy to see everyone here and your smiling faces. We are going to do amazing. Remember that champions are not made. They are worked for.
They are worked for. And be sure to
Apple update at 11 o'clock tonight. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Y'all keep going. Be you. Get tomatoes, celery. I'm so sorry. It's my salsa recipe, y'all. Also, love the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, that's a text from my girlfriend,
sorry,
Janet. Sorry.
Sorry again. I'm sorry. Meanwhile.
Wait, Amber Alert? How dare they have an Amber Alert right when I'm trying to read my phone?
We're looking for a white
Chevy. I'm looking for a white minivan.
A Dodge Dynasty, 1994. I'm sorry. Love, trust, y'all got this. Win, win, win.
Yeah, it was a little underwhelming.
Meanwhile, Michelle, y'all, and I've noticed.
Is crying.
Michelle's crying, and have y'all noticed? I think I've said this before. Michelle just does everything with her mouth open.
Yeah,
so
you
she's
have
just
said
over
it before.
There, mouth breathing and crying, just I think she's getting the, she's getting in oxygen so that when she becomes a giant pig and can breathe fire.
And also can spray shit out of her ass.
Y'all, when her mouth is open and she's just sitting there kind of dead face like, duh, that means she's about to start breathing fire.
Form of giant pig.
It's for the cat.
Shit, 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 shit. Spew, 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 spew. People are being burned alive and covered in shit. The same thing.
Wow.
Oh, still sitting. Y'all, if you're
an artist. I don't understand why she doesn't want to do an interview with us.
If you're an artist. We did call her a giant pig. haven't been kind.
But, oh, yes. You talked about this. I don't know if you talked about this, but parts, you said an art. You want an artist to what?
I want an artist or some artist out there to draw us some merch with Michelle Bolero as this giant,
as the maleficent
fire breathing giant pig. You may want to drop. You may want to not include the spraying of shit. Maybe just allude to
maybe
it somehow.
Y'all, if they do it, all of our merch goes to charity, so we don't get money from it.
No.
So you're doing good.
But if you fancy yourself an artist, try your hand at a giant fire breathing pig. Of course, it needs to be in cheetah print.
Of course. Of course,
it needs to be wearing without.
If it's not wearing cheetah print outfit, don't submit.
And maybe it, the cheetah print's falling off of it, like an Incredible Hulk when he goes.
Yeah, possibly, definitely. Like, kind of. I think it would definitely wear something too, like Tiffany from 90 Day. It would be something off the shoulder
pig.
Give us a pig shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Definitely Shoulders McGee pig style
for sure. Maybe the pig is holding the blanket, trying to give to a homeless person.
And then gets upset when it's the color, when they want a different color. I gotta say, that's still one of the pettiest things I've ever seen. Oh, she was choosy. She wanted a different color.
Yeah.
So what? So fucking what if the homeless person chooses a different color? Y'all, good God.
That's when it goes to, y'all, anybody who says that this is bad editing, no.
You can't make up an edit.
You can't
make up footage.
It's not like, now.
She's got her defenders, though. She's got a whole Facebook crew of people who love Michelle Bolero, though.
If you love Michelle Bolero,
good for you.
You might want to process that.
I'm sure that you. She does have good qualities. Unfortunately,
she does love her kids.
She
very
did.
Much.
She did the things on the show that she did. Those are. You also can't, her daughters said the things on the show that they said.
It's very interesting, the difference between Jody and her, because I think sometimes their intentions can be very similar.
Yeah.
To raise their kids, and also in a selfish way, because we all are selfish beings, but to devote themselves in a way to their children so their children grow up to be good adults and love them and appreciate them. But the way Jody does it,
in the interview,
a very different way than Michelle.
In the interview, Jody said, "I would not have done anything differently."
She did say
said anything, you know.
I wonder if Michelle would.
She's not even going to get into that conversation.
Yeah, there's other tea from the Jody interview that we're not going to spill. You got to listen.
Right. I'd like to share it all, but I won't.
Well, anyway, y'all, we're at the Cougar Classic.
Cougar Classic,
which.
Cougar,
which
they call me a cougar,
which again sounds like a bar that Stephanie would go to or a conference.
Oh,
Cougar Classic,
go get me a glass of sip.
Sponsored
Harris.
By Sip.
Sip.
I've got all my friends here who work for me.
Girl works at my office. This is my trainer.
This girl steams my vajayjay. I'm not paying him to be here at all.
This girl watches Cuckoo.
Yeah, I just gave him gift certificates. That's it.
And she's a nice Christian woman.
Nice, and they're all good Christians, because Christians can't be horrible
people. They never do anything wrong.
Yeah.
God,
I'm going to miss her.
They are, Michelle and the crew are up in insanely early.
Michelle, and they're
there to get their spots.
They're working
for the
pins. They have a spot, apparently, but they see another spot. And they're like, we want to be as close to the pins as we can. And y'all, she is working her ass off. Michelle.
They're talking to Diego.
She meets this cute little guy named Diego.
She's like, what's your name again? She forgets it twice.
She's and so basically, even Roy's like, wait, who are you talking to? We don't need to move
this
spot.
This guy, I don't know what his name
She's
is.
Like, I've already talked about it. It's fine. And
let me handle it.
So she's talking to Diego, like, everything looks great, kosher.
Diego picks up the phone.
We're like, who's he calling? And he calls and he says,
Jody answers the phone.
And
I gasped.
We lost our fucking mind.
My spirit got up and did a dance.
River dance.
Yes.
It was one of the best.
And she's like, that other team is right next to us. She's like, great. Perfect.
And she doesn't realize that Diego, or is it Diego? Diego. I love Tiago, but I don't think it's Diego. Diego helps them with their pigs because, y'all, the Reins are nice to people, and they know a lot of people, so they know him. So, yeah.
It was spelled on screen D-I-A-G-O.
Oh, yes. And Jody says, we're going to park right next to them so we can resolve this like adults.
And guess what doesn't happen? Anyway, so...
But Michelle already has security there.
She has a security
guard. And I'm
guard.
Like, what? She has like a retired policeman, like with a gun.
Yeah.
And basically she's like, I have security here, people, because people been ugly.
People have been ugly. We're not into the drama.
I feel like people that grow up where I'm from that say people are acting ugly are usually in the wrong.
Yeah.
Did you have people that say that?
It's just a thing. Why are you being ugly?
My dad's last ex-wife, and she was not great, used to say, oh, they're just, they acting ugly.
It's got a lot of judgment in it. It also on the back of you, it says, why would anyone act that way?
Yeah.
I want to also say that anyone who says, I'm not want to get involved in any of that drama, loves to get involved in the drama and stir shit.
Loves to get, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because
I'm the kind of person who says, oh, that drama's not for me, and I'm right in there.
And yes. And she stirred that shit. And Michelle said, this has all been a shock to me. This red, black, and blue, everybody's just coming at
me. She's like, it's my face red? Talking to the rent-a-cop.
Because they pull, her face is red because they pull up, and y'all.
They're right next to him.
Yes. Y'all, this is like Poodle's face when somebody's wife comes home. Not that that's ever happened.
Ooh, that's a shock. No, that's why I only host. I don't want wives finding me, y'all.
That's not for...
Yeah. Diego! Diego, I know you're in there. Diego? I know that Medicone's in there too with you. Y'all, it's just much easier.
It's easier for you to host.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't traveled in years.
When I do, when I do travel, by the way, that guys, that's gay slang, hosting and traveling.
But Poodle has a bumper sticker on his car that says, big whore, comma, will travel. Yo, we need to make that bumper sticker.
That's the sequel to the Western, have gun, will travel.
Yes, yes.
Have lube, will travel.
That's it. There we are.
Have lube, we'll travel.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places, When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So, but literally,
that's my screen name.
Michelle is completely.
Oh, like, yeah, just, she's furious.
She's furious.
And she's also embarrassed. Because
she really did something kind of shady of
right.
trying to park in this space that wasn't theirs to begin with when they've already paid for another space.
The irony is dripping. Yeah. Yes. What's interesting is Michelle saying things like, you know, I'm just like not going to handle this. I'm a real bitch about things like this. I'll tell people exactly what I think about all this stuff. Guess what? She refuses to talk to Jody because she's scared of her.
She's like a duplicitous politician where she says one thing and then she actually never... She never does that. She's never had a backbone and talked to Jody or anyone
ever. She rolls over
every
time, you guys.
She rolls over, and then she does exactly what her girls did when Cammy tried to talk to her. She acts nice to their face and avoids it, and then walks away and calls them a bitch and pathetic.
Fine, yeah. That's what I can't get past. This idea of talking really big when she basically goes and hides in the bathroom, you guys, with her security guard.
Okay. She goes to this like shitty rest stop bathroom.
Yeah, when it's like the names are like sows. Sows and hogs.
And she's just like, she's in this bathroom, and I think Michaela or Kinsey, she just said, I'm not going to do this. I feel sick. My stomach hurts. I could throw up right now.
Yeah, that's right before she turns into a fire-breathing pig.
Yeah, I mean, y'all, she's just over there mouth-breathing. Get that oxygen. Get that oxygen, Michelle.
And Michaela's saying, you know, they're just living in the drama because they're idiots. And honestly, you guys, we've talked to the Reens. They had a real problem with that. That's the thing. The Bolero girls, with the exception of McCall, really go hard at the Reins.
They do, and the reason why they don't want to talk about it in a truthful, confrontational way is because A, they know they're acting a fool, and B, y'all, the Bolero's power is in secrets.
Yes.
It's in this confusion and mystery of who they are.
To make themselves feel better.
How rich they are, how smart they are. But it's all the Emperor's new clothes. Like, none of them are able to back up what they're telling people they are.
Is The Emperor's New Groove a good movie?
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
It's amazing that Disney made a whole movie out of a story.
I thought it was inappropriate for them to have a story about a guy walking around naked for kids. Disney, you might want to rethink that.
I guess they had to include a lot of story because there's not a lot of story there.
The emperor just walks around naked thinking.
And no one will tell him.
I wonder if that really happened.
Probably not.
Maybe.
I think it's a metaphor.
Y'all, if you're into story, fable, whatever, history.
We need to move on.
Okay.
I'll decide if an idea is garbage or not.
You know, because Poodle can be a bitch, but you'll back it up.
I'll back it up.
And they don't. They don't back anything up.
No. Yeah, that's one thing. I'll start talking. I'll start jawing at you.
Mother Poodle.
I'll finish it, though.
Mother Poodle would destroy Michelle Bolero in three seconds.
In a second. Yeah. Wow. Mother Poodle does not pull punches.
No.
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 She'll get you. Mother Poodle, as I think I told this story, Mother Poodle was on the basketball court one time, and a girl fouled her and knocked her down. She bit her in the ankle.
That's the most country thing.
She bit her girl. Now she was thrown out of the game. But as my mother says, I proved my point.
Your mother was like a country nail. Just wild.
She was wild.
She was.
So there's one little section where Nugget. Where am I?
Cannon and Nugget.
Yeah, they're talking about pigs, and Nugget says, sorry, my team's being mean to your team. And they shake, which is sweet.
And Cannon's like, me and Nugget are building a friendship. Like, all the drama, that's between the parents. That's not about us.
Right.
And Cannon said, I asked my mom if I could be friends. He said, but I did ask my mom if she would ever be friends with Michelle. And she said, no.
It's true.
Meanwhile, Michelle's over saying, oh my gosh. Their t-shirts are from our same t-shirt guy.
Use my resource.
Those bitches.
That's
there's one
weird,
t-shirt guy.
The weird ownership over contacts. Like, she's putting all this on she's putting this rivalry on top of something that's just not there.
I mean, you can't be upset in Ardmore when someone gets a shirt at Shirt Shack, because that's the only place you can go. I mean, you go to Shirt Shack, that's where everybody gets their shirts. Like, I used to go with my mama and watch them steam press it and everything.
2 years ago, when you started talking, when you started making jokes about businesses in Ardmore, mm-hmm. I would have said, there's not a place called Shirt Shack. Now I believe it.
Oh, Shirt Shack? Yeah, it's over by Going Postal, which is like the post.
Stop.
Yeah, it's called Going Postal. And it's literally going with apostrophe N, Going Postal. And it's where you...
That is inappropriate.
It's the FedEx.
Do you
the
know...
The FedEx and where you go and do copies and
do
stuff.
Do you know...
Yeah, it's about somebody coming in and shooting people. And it's called Going Postal.
My mouth is just, you can pick up my jaw right now.
It's right by the KFC where my grandma Hazel used to work at, where she changed the coleslaw recipe, and then everybody started coming there because it was a better coleslaw than KFC's.
I need to move on. You have hit your three Ardmore anecdote.
But anyway, Shirt Shack is great.
I'm sure it is. Shirt Shack.
We could get our shirts made there.
No. No. I have a feeling all this will be when we film our when I film my Ardmore tour, tour of horrors. I'm gonna need Xanax. Poor. It'll be like the face I made during Extreme Sisters the entire time. The horrors. The horrors.
Oklahoma's real, y'all.
Oh, it's terrifying. So they are the next thing is
Josh says it, you know, I want to just they're talking about next it's the competitions, right?
Yes, this
yes, let's get into it. So
may the best hogs win.
They're going to competition, and as Michelle walks off, Jody like says, "Hey Michelle, can we talk?
Can we talk? I mean, do you need a security guard?" She completely won't even look at her.
Jody says, "Being called trashy, that's hurtful to hear."
That's the thing.
Michelle, you have to have security. You have to have security, Michelle. You can't talk to me.
I don't understand. Michelle keeps saying, this is not the time or the place to do this. Why isn't it? They're not near the competition.
And why is it not the time and the place?
It's because the cameras are on.
Why is it not the time and the place when all the drama that you started was in these competitions?
And like,
you didn't do the drama
and the
outside
sisters
of it.
And her daughters are on camera saying they're idiots.
You did this all here.
Right.
So it started here. Let's finish it
and
here.
And so, because Michelle is afraid of confrontation, period.
Period.
DT, period.
Oh. I didn't know if that was your chip tooth. You're making, because now period. You say things.
Yeah, we're less said about my chip tooth, the better.
You made a the earlier. I didn't want to say it, though.
I'm basically Gopher from Winnie the Pooh, everybody, because of my chip tooth. Not funny. So the junior showmanship, Nugget wins first, and Cannon gets third.
Yes.
And
Nugget won. That was very exciting.
And they're happy for him. The Reens are happy for him.
They're happy for him. Shelly does senior championship. She gets second. And then Michelle says, it felt so good to best Cannon.
Yeah, he only got third place.
He got third. Boy, karma is a bitch. We showed it out in the ring. And I went, wait a minute. So
don't come for a child. Don't come for a child. Don't say that child is... Don't talk shit about a child's performance. That's just
she talks about we're classy.
Classless.
It's classless. If she was classy, she would have said, "We're really happy Nugget got third." Yeah. Blah blah. And she wouldn't even have said anything about Cannon.
Yeah. Online, she's probably gotten more hate about that than she's gotten about anything.
It's a horrible thing. It's gross.
It's awful.
It's sad. Yeah. It's very sad. And so, anyway, now it's the breeding competitions. Poodle, sit down. Keep your shorts on. Okay, don't take them off.
Got to start working for that competition. Ooh, going to need a lot of practice.
So Cannon,
I know what first prize is.
Wow. Wow. Syphilis. Cannon and it's Cannon versus Shelley for the breed competitions, and Cannon won.
Yay.
And everybody celebrates, and they cut to Michelle again, her mouth's open. She's just getting that oxygen, y'all.
That's the middleweight hamp competition.
Let's talk about some Yorks.
Some Yorks. That's the big pink pigs like Charlotte's Web.
I wanna be a part of it and show a York. If I can show this pig, I'll...
There's nothing that rhymes with pig, pig except for swig.
Swig.
Or I'll, no, I'll do a jig.
It's up to you. This York. This York. Yo, that's Liza Minnelli.
I pulled the microphone away because I just screamed.
I actually saw your ball sack kind of flex up into you. By the way, if you need 3 minutes of stepping outside of your soul, watch Liza Minnelli sing New York, New York from the movie New York, New York on
New
YouTube.
New York,
New York. And it will transport you.
It will.
And if you're not transported, you're a straight man.
She does a lot of bodyography. Even if, straight men, you're dead inside if you're not moved.
Liza singing New York, New York. It's. I know everybody loves, what's his name? Blue Eyes. Sinatra.
Sinatra.
It's wonderful and it's great, but for me, it's Liza.
I was like, who are you talking about? I was like, and he said Blue Eyes. Oh,
yeah.
I don't think the phrase, you know, what's his name, is usually followed by, oh, yeah, Frank Sinatra. He's not really a what's his name.
I love Frank Sinatra. I'm
That's
not dogging
like
him.
Saying,
I'm gonna get
That's
letters.
Like saying, oh, yeah, he's like, what's her name? You know, Oprah. Seriously.
It's true. No, I love Frank Sinatra. He's an amazing singer.
Wow. We need to move on. Anyway, so the York, y'all, they don't know who's going to win, but Nugget does pull it out with his York, and Cannon gets third place.
I was breathless when I was watching this.
It was very exciting.
It was very exciting. And Michelle's like, you know, all the rumors and the lies, this just made it all worthwhile.
Because we won. The weirdest thing is, I guarantee you, in the court of public opinion and among the people who have seen this show, the Boleros are monsters.
Oh, yes. Jody even says Cannon doesn't cry. Good for Cannon.
Good for him.
And she tells Cannon, she's like, you know, good for you. You're really adult than a lot of adults here. And Cannon's like, I know that.
I know. I
almost felt like he should have said, I know, girl. Because
the way he
said it was like,
Yeah. Tongue pop.
Anyway.
And then, so the girls lead a chant of, we are proud of you. We are proud of you.
We are proud of you. We are proud of you.
Have you ever heard that before?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
our
really?
Cheerleaders would do that. Yeah, when people would
do things.
Oh, so
it's made up. So it's real.
It's a real, yeah.
I had never heard that before.
Yeah, they would use that sometimes. They would use that when some of the...
Someone would fuck up?
No, they use that when the academic team members that all the cheerleaders did was for sports. So for like 1 year, the cheerleaders went to like 3 academic meets. But they didn't know what to say because they couldn't be like, defense and get
team.
That ball. Longhorns have got it all. D, E. So they couldn't do any of that. So they would have to. They had to redo the cheers or make up cheers. So
just for clarity,
what?
How many cheers do you remember?
That
they did. You're not going to do them. I'm not allowing it.
At least probably 5.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But yet Frank Sinatra, eludes you.
I remember they also did this one where they did this.
No,
clap dance.
No, we're not going to do this. Oh yeah, that's a thing. I've seen cheerleaders.
I did that once with them, this little clapping thing with them.
They asked you not to.
In the stands, and I thought no one could see me. Meanwhile, everyone saw me and my brother looked up at the stands in his basketball jersey and just glared at me.
Y'all, the sadness of having a brother who you know is a mincing, prancing fairy.
I really need to write a sitcom about two brothers that are, like, everybody does the Goldbergs and like, yeah, young Sheldon. I need to write a sitcom about being like, just a faggoty Ann, having, like, a really butch older brother, but you still love each other.
I agree. I think that's a
more
great,
like a faggoty Andy.
These days... It's,
can we play Faggoty Andy and Faggoty Ann in a cabaret? And
no.
You dress up with yarn on your head?
I think that's one of those jokes that I call a one-off. There's nothing else to tell. Once you get past the name Faggoty Ann and Faggoty Andy, it's kind of like, that. Those are your ideas. They're just like... That's why I call them cabernets. Get it, y'all? Instead of cabergays, cabernets. I'm like, no, this is a one-note joke.
Maybe.
You can't do a whole sketch about it.
Anyway, they changed all the academic things. And so, like, D-E-F-E-N-E-C, calculate that.
It's with an S.
What?
Defense.
D-E-F-E-N-S-C. Oh, yeah, it is S-E. Calculate that, and they would do things like that, or...
Oh, the cheerleaders, y'all, they needed some academic help themselves.
Or they'd be like, smart it
up.
Shut up. Because it was supposed to be pump it up. Smart it up. You got this, keep.
That just made them feel worse.
Well, but the cheerleaders needed to be... They only did it for 1 year. And then I think we honestly...
Why does this make me feel sadder for the academic team members?
I think then they got rid of the academic team because that student teacher left who was smart. And then they were just, you know...
And the only one left to do the academic team was the pig Oinky. And he had already graduated.
Which is why our FFA flourished.
Oinky was valedictorian of your class, valedictorian.
Sure was.
Yep. Let's move on. That when Nugget wins, Michelle said, not say congratulations. She's like, now you have to show this way at every show.
You could be the best show ever. And Michaela said, we are happy he won.
He needs to continue winning.
It's about the next show and the next show. And Michelle says, I think he could be the best.
Y'all.
And Michaela says, he will never be me.
And this is the thing, you guys. When you win something, live in that moment. Don't do this to your kids. Don't do this to yourself. Say if you have any type of win, live in that moment. If you're already if you do something well and like I'll have clients who say who have a great audition and then they'll go, oh, well, hopefully I can do it at the next one. I'm like, that's not putting yourself, that's not helpful.
No, and it's
because otherwise you're never going to be able to celebrate yourself.
It really is. Your legacy is not what you won. Your legacy is how you made people feel.
Yep.
And Michaela and Michelle and Mackenzie all think their legacy are fucking buckles.
Yeah.
It's
and
not.
And banners and blah, blah, blah.
Their legacy is how everyone feels and remembers them.
Yep.
Can't take a buckle with you when you're dead, Michelle.
Right. Or the time you spend with your friends, the time you spend with your family.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
Yep. No, none of all the blue ribbons and things that I won for academic things and superiors for piano competitions,
wow,
cups that I won.
Wow. It's really just swimming in it.
Wow. Which my mother still keeps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has all of it.
My mom got rid of all those.
Okay.
Well, it was after my family divorced and she said, do you want to help me move out of the house? And I said, no. So she just threw all my shit away. I told her I didn't want it.
I don't know what's sadder, my mother keeping all of it or yours throwing it away.
Well, I told her, I said, y'all, if you get divorced and you have a kid who says, I don't want any of that, they're a kid, don't listen to them. Because yeah. I'm very sad. I told my mother she threw away all my stuff.
Really?
I didn't want to go back and help her move it with her new husband. I didn't want to deal with it.
She wouldn't even say, come get it?
No, or... she said, if you want your stuff, come get it and I'll save it. I was like, I don't want it, just throw it away.
Oh.
And she threw it all out. It's one of my, I don't have a lot, but it's, I never came and got my stuff. And I never said goodbye to my room, my childhood
yeah.
room. I never did any of that.
I think it's a necessary step. Yeah.
I never had that. Yeah. So it also was like, I was gay. I wasn't out. I was fucking this guy. It just felt so weird to go back there and traumatic.
Yeah. No, I get it.
15 to 22 was not a good time for me.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. Son, you're coming home. Dad, I don't. Mom, I don't know when. But don't get rid of all my shit. You mean I could have been treated to more pictures of Bruno the Longhorn?
Yes, I think that's one reason why part of me wants to buy the childhood home I grew up in. So that way I could have that closure of that house.
I'm going to tell you now, you
won't get it.
No.
Yeah. I used to want to, and then I had to live in eight months in Oklahoma and take care of my dad. And I told my boyfriend, I'm not buying that house. I'm good.
It was all the closure you needed.
I'm good now.
The closure you needed was wiping your father's asshole.
Yeah, I'm good.
When he would close it.
Exactly. Meanwhile, y'all, Cannon brings over pizza.
Oh, so I love these kids.
Yeah, Cannon brings over pizza to Teresa and Nugget. Yeah. And you know, Josh.
And of course, all the Boleros are staying away from them.
And Josh said something that really is profound. And it's true. He said, it really is harder to be a shithead to someone than it is to be nice to them.
Yeah.
It actually is easier to be nice, y'all. Yeah. It really is. Or kind.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's easier to be kind.
It is easier to be kind.
It's harder to be kind to people who've done you wrong.
It's true.
But, yeah.
So everybody's packing up, and Michelle's like, my plan was to show her up in the ring, and we did.
That's what I did. And so even, you guys, even at the very end, Jody comes up, and she's trying to talk, and the security guard is like, maybe this could be handled by talking.
Yeah,
even
Jody
the
says,
security guard has more emotional intelligence than Michelle
Jody's
Valero.
Like, I just want to talk to you for a second, Michelle. I don't want to talk. Michelle gets into
rolls
her truck
up the windows.
Like a coward,
yeah.
Rolls up the window. And Jody says, can we just talk like adults? She just runs away. And Nugget says, when they fight, I don't want to be on anyone's team.
Yep. Talk about avoidance, y'all. This is real. This is textbook avoidance.
And the show ends, and we're like, that's it. There's nothing else. And then...
Epilogue.
And this is where Poodle...
2 months later.
...just started throwing shit because he was so overstimulated. Because I don't know
it
a
turned
bitch
into
that,
like it turned into like a Shakespeare play.
I don't
end.
Know a bitch who loves an epilogue more
oh,
than you.
Oh, God, I love an epilogue. I can't tell you. Can't tell you how much I love an epilogue 2 months later. Anyway, so... Michelle's driving down the highway,
and I'm going to
go confront Jody Rein.
And we don't come back because I don't want to go back.
And I'm going to turn into a fire-breathing pig.
Yeah.
Elena, don't come for us.
She's not on Smothered this season, so we're okay. Y'all, Smothered's coming back.
I swear to God, if any of you fuckers tell her that we're using her song
over and over.
But we never actually played it until one time, and I will gladly pay her for that one time we paid
$4.
But when if we're going to sing it, actually, we probably don't sing enough of it.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
We
worry. Her mother.
We've done her a service.
Her mother seems smart and litigious.
She does. The mother does seem like she would sue us.
Anyway, Michelle's driving, and she's like, you know, there's a time and a place to have discussion. We need to talk, just her and I. And y'all, should we see her pull into a driveway where we
it's
see
all about the kids.
Where we see the Texas flag.
And you know what it is. And y'all, I'm losing my mind for two reasons, because I think it's going to happen. And then I see that there's only 30 seconds left.
And Michelle says, it's about the kids, and she made it about us. Which is not true.
Liar.
Then we see Michelle get out of her truck, and we hear,
hey, Jody!
Wanna talk?
It's all about the kids.
And blackout.
That was the way it ended. Most people who I was texting with and a couple of friends who are also who I basically made watch. I've tried to make everyone I know watch this show.
You have. My mother loves it now.
I am a total evangelist for pig royalty.
It's great.
I'm fucking John the Baptist telling everyone, prepare you the way of pig royalty.
It is the best show of 2020. This is so, it's not even just the people, y'all. really, again, hats off to the cinematographers of the show.
It's shot beautifully.
The sound people who got sound bites
the
that we
story editing. Oh, my God.
The producers, the interviews. Like, it's just...
The grips, the gaffers, all of you.
The fluffer. Oh, wait. That's a different show.
The Reen said the crew, for them, the crew became like family members.
They taught the crew how to show pigs.
Yes.
Anyway, stop telling all of our interview. You're getting me to tell. Save it.
You blamed me. You blamed me for blabbing.
Y'all. So, and we are the Reens. We're going to go to San Antonio one day and see the Tykes. And the Reens, the Blair,
and Tyler,
probably won't. Although,
we'll go out with Tyler.
I would love to do makeovers on all the Bolero girls. They kind of need my help.
I think they don't need, they just need a little less.
It's a heavy hand.
Yeah.
Heavy hand.
I think they know what to do. It's
and
just
a little more
lot.
Blending. They do know what to do.
Yeah.
I really want to teach them. They don't need full foundation.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned
less
about
contouring.
What they're doing with their skin. You know, maybe they should try Curology. Y'all enter the promo code Reality Gaze.
They're still our sponsor, right?
They still are.
I love Curology.
I have to say.
My skin is different.
It's my favorite skincare thing I've ever used. I love it a lot.
I'm surprised you don't like something with more fragrance.
No, I don't like fragrance on my face. Makes my skin break out.
Interesting. Yeah, you just don't. You're okay with me being around it, even though I have allergies.
I'm also not. I didn't grow up as John Travolta, the boy in the bubble, and I'm completely allergic to everything.
Every time I'm not allergic to everything. Every time he comes over here, I get this like tickle in my throat, and I'm actually allergic to him.
Maybe it's just hope.
I'm like, something's here I don't like.
Joy. No, I'm kidding.
You don't even have a lot of that.
Not lately. Oh boy, y'all, that's the show.
That's the end of Pick Royalty. I'm upset.
I'm upset too, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. But the past is the past.
But there's going to be a season two. Y'all go. So we're excited.
Almost
Let
certainly.
Us know. Go to realitygazepodcast.com. Again, if you want more Pig Royalty, we've mentioned it.
Our interview with
times.
Tyler and our interview with the Reens.
Tyler, the Reens. Oh, and Kate Casey's interview.
Yes, with the producer.
With the producer. That's a great interview. So you can get all your Pig Royalty. And I think that... I know our friend Liam, who does Hollywood Liam.
Yeah,
Tyler was on his show. So they've done some interviews. So come at them. Let you get all that fixed and support other podcasters because we love that. But anyway, y'all, you can find us on Cameo. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on the Twitter. And remember, this isn't goodbye. This is just
we'll sue.
See you later.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.